For such a small school, Fisk University attracts a lot of funding for scientific research. This is the second year in a row that it's been ranked in the top five liberal arts schools in the country in terms of research dollars. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the historically black college has been bringing on faculty who embrace the school's focus on students but still win big grants.
Stephen Damo's chemistry lab is spread out across the third floor of a stately brick building.
This is Tally Brady Hall. St. Elmo Brady was actually the first African-American to get his PhD in chemistry in the United States.
Brady was a Fisk alum, circa 1908. He got his PhD somewhere else because Fisk didn't offer terminal degrees, and that's still the case. The school's focus has always been on teaching undergrads, not doing graduate-level research. Since classrooms are the priority, lab real estate is tight. Damo, an assistant professor, shares space with other researchers, and the equipment is much smaller than what he worked with in grad school.
So we have all of the functioning infrastructure, instrumentation, and components of like a major research university, but things are miniaturized.
When Damo was looking for faculty positions several years ago, he wasn't even considering schools like Fisk. But he came across the job posting and was compelled by the mission to mentor minority students in the sciences.
The science is important, but when I thought about my legacy, I realized that it was the students that mattered the most.
Damo is one of the rising research stars who the university hopes will further elevate the school's reputation in the sciences. And Fisk already has a handful of established heavyweights, especially in physics, who are consistently bringing in big grants. But Rod Hanley, the Fisk provost, says there's also a risk in getting too enamored with scientific research.
We still maintain our identity as a liberal arts college that has a strong emphasis in the undergraduate experience and teaching experience. So I would, as a provost, I would really hate to lose that identity.
To keep that balance, the school requires all professors, even those doing research, to teach undergrads. Hanley also wants them to give students real experience in their labs.
It's not uncommon for some of our students to have their names on peer-reviewed publications within scientific journals, and that's a very unusual thing for an undergraduate.
The overall system seems to be working. Stephen Damo, for example, realized he could get a lot done with small equipment, shared spaces, and a staff of mostly undergrads. In the 4 years he's been at Fisk, he says he's brought in about $6 million for his work in biochemistry. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.